Psalm 25. Unto you, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in you. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me. Yes, let none that wait on you be ashamed. Let them be ashamed who sin without reason. So, when you've got a problem, it's easy to just think about yourself. Please help me, help me, help me. And he does ask God to help him, but then he says, let none of those who serve you be ashamed. So, let's not just think about ourselves. I always think that Jesus, when he was carrying the cross to Golgotha, when he was at the very maximum limit of what anybody could put up with physically, mentally, he's worried about the women who are standing there weeping, and he says, don't weep for yourselves, but for your children. He wants them to repent. He's worried about God forgiving the people who were crucifying him. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. This is the sign of real maturity, when you're not only thinking about yourself, but about others. Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me. For you are the God of my salvation. On you I rely all day long. And that's important, to be teachable, to not think that I know it all. Remember, O Lord, your tender mercies and your loving kindness, which has been always from old. Don't remember the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to your mercy, remember me for the sake of your goodness, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord, therefore will he teach sinners in the way. So God teaches sinners. He doesn't just say, oh, you sinned, get out. He tries to teach sinners, and the humble he will guide in judgment, and the humble will have his way taught to them. So that's why to be humble is so important. It's the proud who don't understand. When people say, oh, I looked at the Bible, it's all nonsense, didn't make any sense to me. Well, that's because they're proud. Whereas if we're humble, God will teach us. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth to such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. I think that's what that might be saying, that the paths or the ways of the Lord are truth. They're understandable to those who are humble enough to keep God's way. For your name's sake, O Lord, pardon my sin, for it is great. What man is he that fears the Lord? Him will he teach in the way that he shall choose. He will live at ease, and his seed will inherit the earth. The secret of the Lord is with those who fear him, and he will show them his covenant. So if we fear God, and if we love God, and if we respect God, then there is a secret. The secret things of the gospel are revealed to us, but they're not revealed to everybody because most people are too proud to want to accept these things. My eyes are always towards the Lord. He will pull my feet out of the net. Now, if there's a net that is laid for you to catch your feet, well, you better typically keep your eyes down to make sure you don't put your foot in the net. But David says, my eyes are upwards towards God, because he's going to save me from stepping into the net. So even though it might not make sense humanly, we are to keep our eyes upon God. Turn unto me and have mercy upon me, for I am desolate and afflicted. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. Bring me out of my distress. Look upon my affliction and my pain, and forgive all my sins. Consider my enemies, for they are many, and they hate me with cruel hatred. So he says, God, look at my situation. Well, of course, God does look at the situation because he knows all things. But here, David is asking him specifically to look at my situation. Oh, keep my life and save me. Let me not be ashamed because I put my trust in you. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me. I'm waiting for you. Redeem Israel, O God, out of all his troubles. So David sees himself as representative of all God's people, of all Israel. And this is important to understand, that it's not just me going through this, but God will come through for all those who truly love him.